This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon, this is Saul, and today is March 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, located at 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Polk County Sheriff's Grady Judd spoke Wednesday regarding a Bartleman arrested after he viciously murdered his beautiful four-month-old baby they refer to as Strawberry. Jacob Cube, 22, took Strawberry to drop the mom off at work in Lakeland on February 22nd at around 4:55 p.m. and he went home with the baby. When he got home, officials said he was making dinner and discovered he needed chicken broth from the store. Cube told detectives he went to Walmart with the baby to get broth, but surveillance footage did not show him at the store with the baby. Kubai claims that he went home around 7:50 p.m., fed the child, and checked on her every 10 minutes. At 8:10 p.m., he said the baby was unresponsive and gave her chest compressions. Kubai then drove to Bartow Regional, where medical personnel flew the baby to St. Joseph's in Tampa at around 8:30 p.m. The baby lived for just 2 days after being hospitalized. The mother did state to detectives that the baby didn't have any bruising before she went to work. Officials say they believe the mom had no involvement in the child's death. An autopsy this revealed that the infant suffered a skull fracture, multiple impact bruises, 10 fractured ribs, a hemorrhage in the spine, and multiple layers of brain bleed. The sheriff's office said he believes the baby had died before Kube went to Walmart. When detectives interviewed Kube, they said he was coherent, but also as he realized that he was in trouble, Kube told them that none of this is real and referred to his wife and baby. They said he doesn't show remorse or even shed a tear. According to a prosecutor, Kube possesses a significant threat to the community, so therefore the judge ordered him to be held without bond. Kube has a pretrial detention hearing set for March 11th at 1 p.m. and his arraignment scheduled for April 9th. At 8:15 a.m. The incident was a joint investigation between the Polk County Sheriff's Office and the Bartow Police Department. The case does remain under investigation. A crash on Tampa's crosstown connectors between the Selman Expressway and Interstate 4 is causing delays. The crash happened in the northbound lane just before 9 a.m. according to the Florida Highway Patrol. A car caught fire. As a result of the collision, debris was scattered across the entire roadway. The ramp is closed south of I-4. FHP asked drivers to expect delays as officials investigate the crash, as it will take several hours. There's no word yet on what caused the crash or if anyone was injured. A swimmer who went missing in Indian Shores was found dead Wednesday evening, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. The body of 17-year-old William Son was found at about 5:30 p.m. Deputies said Son was visiting the area with his swim team from Quebec, Canada, for a swim camp. Officials say the group was conducting swim drills in the Gulf of Mexico when Son didn't return to the shores. The swim coach told detectives that they had checked for riptides and other hazards before entering the water. No other details were immediately available. Wendy's is getting in the March Madness action with a new deal for fans. The fast food company is now offering Dave's single burger for $1 or Dave's double burger for $2, according to a press release. Fans wanting to cash in on the deal can do so through the Wendy's app by adding the burger to their order and adding the discount found on the Wendy's app offer page. Customers must be a Wendy's member to partake in the offer and can only do once during its run. The deal lasts through the March Madness tournament and ends on April 10th. Wendy's was under fire last month after news broke that they may implement surge pricing. The companies later clarified that they will not be doing so. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office would like to remind everyone, always, always make sure you know the person you're communicating with online or over the phone. It is usually rarely not who they say they are. And remember, a law enforcement agency will never ask you for payment over the phone, especially with a gift card. And now for your local events. Remember, tomorrow, Friday, March 8th, from 7:30 to 5:30, Hardy Ranch Supply here in Wachula will be celebrating its 40th anniversary celebration. Come on down. Everything in the store will be on sale. Everything from all feeds, fishing products, Gallagher products, cages. Plus, join 102.1 The Outlaw as we broadcast live from the event. Again, this will be for tomorrow, March 8th, from 7:30 to 5:30 p.m. On Saturday, they will also continue their celebration with all the sales still going on from 7:30 to noon, plus join them in the morning for free donuts. If you're looking for premium water and ice at an affordable price, remember Watermill Express is giving out free water and ice this weekend at their grand opening at the northwest corner of 6th Avenue and Stenstrom in Wachula next to the Dunkin' Donuts. That's right, bring your bottles for some free pure drinking water and bags of fresh ice. We will also have new bottles for sale. Stop by to learn more about the filter water and self-vending system from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Friday and Saturday. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wachula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door, window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help prevent against burglary. Do this with your vehicle as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals.
At First National Bank of Wachula, we know it takes long hours to keep your farm going. We also know sometimes you might need a little help with an agricultural loan. Whether you need new equipment, livestock, or more land, we're here to give help. Give us a call and we'll come out and go over what type of loan works best with you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For managing weeds in soybeans, the best form of attack is defense with Matador. Matador pre-emergent herbicide consists of three active ingredients that deliver burn-down activity and long-lasting residual control of weeds and grasses, stopping them before they can start. For maximum soybean yields in the fall, start smart in the spring with Matador. Matador soybean herbicide. Mess with the bull, get the horns.
For your weather today, cloudy skies, most of the day a high of 83 with your winds light and variable south at 6 miles per hour. Your humidity at 67% and your chances of rain are at a 6%. For this evening, 64 partly cloudy skies. This evening will become overcast overnight. Winds light and variable, humidity at 89%. Your chances of rain increased to 20%. For your Friday, considerable cloudiness, a high of 86, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your humidity at 71% with your chances of rain at 18%. And for your Friday evening, considerable cloudiness, a low of 68, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour with your humidity at 91%. And that was your weather. Now let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. A new resource developed by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and Cattle Facts helps producers maximize profitability from their culling decisions. The resource, called Right Way, Right Time, A Guide to Cull Cattle Management, is now available at ncba.org. With effective planning, cull cattle or market cattle can be a significant source of revenue and should not be overlooked. The most recent numbers show the Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned more than 850,000 acres in the Texas Panhandle with 0% containment on the fire, the second largest in the state's history. AgriMarketing.com reports much of the burned land includes pastures where ranchers report finding dead livestock as well as their homes and barns on fire. Multiple towns have been evacuated. Texas and Southern Cattle Raisers Association have set up a disaster relief fund. USDA data shows grain sales to overseas buyers rose week to week. Exports of corn in the week ending February 22nd were up 32% from the previous week, but down 5% from the four-week average. Mexico was the big buyer there. Wheat sales jumped 40% week to week and 2% above the average. Japan was the top wheat buyer. Wheat exports came in at 538,700 tons, up 44% from the prior week.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn. an online publication, or maybe a podcast? But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Want to wean a heavier calf? Maybe you should pet it. I'm not joking. It's a concept that is now being studied by Desiree Glatley, research scientist at the Olds College Technology Access Center for Livestock Production in Alberta, Canada. According to Galatly, petting or massaging a calf during their most sensitive period of brain development, the first week, can have major and positive impacts for a healthier and heavier calf. Those are two H words that we really like in the cattle industry. Galatly has been working with Lance and Karen Nielsen of Nielsen Cattle Development near Stettler, Alberta, on this approach. In their first study, half the newborn calves got just one single occasion of one-minute massage at 1 day of age. The massaged calves required 20% less treatments for illnesses over time, and at weaning were 47 pounds heavier than their unmassaged counterparts. Ready to start massaging? They recommend that you apply gentle but firm pressure with your hands around the legs, back, and areas that the cow would lick. Think it's all hogwash? Well, you can read about the research yourself. We've got the link at aginfo.net.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Haley Shipp. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News.
Thank you, Haley. And now for your stock market report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told lawmakers on Wednesday that the central bank expects to cut interest rates at some point this year, but not until policymakers have gained confidence the war on inflation is won. U.S. wholesale inventories fell more than initially thought in January, which could negatively impact economic growth estimates for the first quarter. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board has criticized Boeing for failing to provide some key records and other information sought in its ongoing investigation into the January 5th Alaska Airlines 737 MAX 9 mid-air cabin door emergency. NTSB investigators have sought the names of 25 people who work on door plugs at Boeing, but have not received them from the company. Shares of Foot Locker slumped 27% on Wednesday after the retailer projected 2024 profit below Wall Street expectations. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
And now for your sports news.
With our sports, I'm Jeremy Howe. loss. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors avenged a 52-point loss in Boston by crushing the Milwaukee Bucks in the first of a three-game homestand.
The Warriors are 10th in the standings, but they've won 14 of their last 18 games. Stephen Curry with a game-high 29 points. Jonathan Kuminga added 20. The Bucks lost a game win streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 23 points with 7 rebounds and 6 assists. Damian Lillard and Bobby Portis Jr. each with 20 points for Milwaukee.
That's correspondent Ryan Leong reporting from San Francisco. Other winners included Orlando, Atlanta, the LA Clippers, Memphis, Chicago, Oklahoma City, and Sacramento. NFL news, the Buffalo Bills' salary cap-related purge of players cut deep into the team's core. Veteran safety Jordan Poyer and center Mitch Morse were among five players the team announced it had released. In the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche just had too much for the Detroit Red Wings.
The heavy hitters did the heavy lifting as the Avalanche destroyed Detroit 7-2. Cale Makar led the way with his first career hat trick and an assist.
I've never had a hat trick since before junior, and it's been a long, long time before that. I have a lot of two-goal games, but yeah, it was just a different vibe tonight. It was pretty cool.
Nathan MacKinnon ran his home ice point streak to 31 games with a goal and 3 assists. Linemate Mikko Rantanen helped out with 4 helpers. While Colorado has won 4 of 5, the Red Wings saw their 3-game road win streak come to a halt. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Other winners were Toronto and Anaheim. And in men's top 25 college basketball, winners included number 1 Houston, 2nd-ranked UConn, number 4 Tennessee, and 6th-ranked Iowa State. This is SRN Sports.
And that was Bill Alexander with your stock market report and Jeremy House with your sports news. And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by First National Bank, located at 409 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for your local Hardy Midday with your local news, sports, and agriculture news. See y'all tomorrow.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.